And also there are two prophets that Bible scholars are not sure just where to place them. That is Obadiah and Joel. The reason being is that there is no date in those books and there's no event in either of those books that we can locate them historically. I lean towards Joel as the early one and Obadiah as the later one, but we won't have any arguments about that. So here we have these kings. You know some of them, don't you? Are we going to have a look at Ahab a little later? Ahab. And you would know Hezekiah, wouldn't you? Hezekiah here. Yes. Yeah. Brother Kevin will tell us about some of those down in the south. I'm dealing with the north. But notice we've got other names there. See, there's other names there. Other names there in boxes or oblongs. They're the prophets, and they're the time that the prophets reigned. So for Ahab, we have the prophet Elijah. That's when he prophesied. And also another prophet, Jehu. They didn't write books, but we read about them in the Bible. There are other prophets that we know of that did write books. Jonah, Amos, Hosea. Oh, look, here's Oded. He didn't write a book, but we learn about him in the Old Testament. So we see that as these kings are reigning, God raises up these prophets, one after the other. As the kings are reigning, God raises up these prophets at the appropriate time. Now, one of the interesting things is, who is contemporary with whom? Okay? So there were times when there are silent voices, but there are times when there are many voices. As God says in His Word, my servants the prophets, I sent to you time and time again, multiple witness. Tell me a prophet that has there, and from your chart, tell me a prophet who has a contemporary prophet, or another prophet living in his own time, approximately. Anyone? Isaiah. He has a mate. He has a contemporary prophet in Jerusalem, and that is Micah. I can imagine one day Isaiah is going down to the market, and he's just had a word from the Lord. He might have just had Isaiah chapter 6, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And then on the other side of the market, he sees Micah, and he says, hi, Mike, how are you? Have you got a word from the Lord today? Could be. And you'll find out a little later on as the time came for God to destroy the theocratic kingdom in Israel by Nebuchadnezzar in Jerusalem and lay the temple in ruins and the city. You find that God raised up the prophets there and they were treading on one another's toes. There were so many of them. And God was saying in Jeremiah, O Israel, why will you die? Why will you die? And so the voices went out. This is important. God warned of the coming destruction of the northern kingdom. The divided kingdom is 931. That's an important date, brothers and sisters. The destruction of the northern kingdom is 722 BC by Shalmaneser V and then Sargon II continuing on. And that is a very, very sad day. We'll read about it a little later. And the prophets that were raised up for that period, particularly the writing prophets, Amos and Hosea, I call them the countdown prophets. It's getting closer. God is going to destroy it. And then, of course, we have Isaiah and Micah, who are contemporary, living down in the southern kingdom. And we'll actually see a little later on that Isaiah says a lot about of what's going to happen up here with the Assyrians coming. Let's go to the next page, please. We're still at 15,000 feet. I hope you're enjoying the trip. You'll just have to wait a little while for cabin service. That will be after the lecture. That'll be after the after this talk. So here now in our next one we have, you should be able to pick this up now, we have the captivity of the 10 tribes to Assyria. They have gone and the Lord's name is blasphemed among the nations of the world. What a very, very sad thing. What was the original calling of the nation of Israel? The nation of Israel was to show the glory of God to all the nations of the world. The nation of Israel was originally chosen by God to be a priestly nation, to go out to the and be a model nation and a ministering nation, to get out and take God's glory and God's wonder around the world. And they failed. But God has not left himself without witness. He still has his promises, and he says, get right with me, but if you don't, the best is yet to come. And that's the great messianic projection out into the future. Now, we're down 15,000 feet. We're a little closer here. And you'll see in the southern kingdom, there's the division there. You see in the southern kingdom, you're familiar with these names, Manasseh, Josiah, and so on. And then we come down to when God said, your sister was sent off into captivity. Now, if you don't return to me, you will also go into captivity. And in 586 BC, Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple and destroyed the city. And the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, is raised up by God to let the people know that before Nebuchadnezzar comes and destroys the city, he is going to remove the Shekinah glory in the holies of holies and never return until that temple is rebuilt when the Messiah comes back again. And we're getting very, very close to that. That the Lord Jesus will rebuild that temple, Zechariah 6:6, in the land of Israel. So here we have this terrible time, plus the return. Afterwards, they trickled back, about 50,000 trickled back under Zerubbabel, and then they had to rebuild and restore, and then one generation later, we find the city still is not rebuilt in Jerusalem, and God raises up Malachi and Nehemiah to do that job. Notice here what prophet is contemporary with another prophet. Do you see that there? Look at them. They're all treading on one another's toes. In other words, if they were on the radio and television, they'd be on one after the other, calling people back to God. So here, look at this event building up. We've got Habakkuk, Obadiah, Zephaniah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel. God brought his word strongly to them. That's why in Jeremiah, once again, those words of pathos, O Israel, why will you die? Of course, behind all of this are the great world empires. Babylon, used by God for judgment, and Persia, used by God to bless them and to restore them. Great Cyrus the Great. Did you know in the book of Isaiah that Cyrus the Great is used as a model of the Lord Jesus Christ to one day bring back his people? You'll find that in the book of Isaiah. Okay, let's move on now to page number 7. Page number 7, and it is what we call the viewpoints of the prophets. In other words, we're still having an overview here. We're not getting down into detail, but an overview of things. We're still travelling at 15,000 feet, and we want to have a look at this idea of the prophets, page number 7, viewpoint of the kings, and then the viewpoint of the prophets. We want to have a look at them. We want to know if the kings had to go to school or college, or if the prophets had to go to college and get degrees or whatever. What was it all about there in ancient times in the nation of Israel? Of course, this is all under the Lord, you see. It is a theocracy. And we have a chart and diagram to explain all this, but don't turn just as yet.